I strongly suggest that you get some counseling in life coaching.
Yeah. Justice wanted me to check in at Options. They might have some resources.
Yeah, they might. But here's the thing that frustrates me. I took you in because you were down and out, because Cameron was getting kicked out of his place. With the hopes that you would get your life together. 2.5 years later...
I mean, I was just getting around to it as of,
well, recently. But now this, so...
Well, there is no this. You were given notice to move out 2.5 months ago. Actually, 3.5 months ago.
To go.
It's not the point. The point is, over the last 2.5 years, you've had several jobs that would have been good jobs, but you either got fired or quit. And here you are quitting a really... You quit a really good job that would have been a really good career for you. All you had to do was work through it. I don't care what Steve says, because Steve's a fucking moron himself. You know, look how long it took him, homeless, to find a job and get a place of his own. You could have looked at that situation and said, no, I don't want to do that. I'm going to do everything I can to make it better than that. You had a good job. You could have gotten up out of your car in the morning, gone to work, gone, got cleaned up at, you know, Planet Fitness, gotten something to eat, planned out your evening, gone to sleep, got up in the morning, gone to work, and still had the income.
Rinse and repeat a cycle of distraught.
Yes, rinse and repeat a life of distraught in order to get yourself where you want to be. I did it not once, not twice, but 3 times. 3 times in my life I've been down and out with nothing. With no help. I don't have everything I have now in my life because I gave up on everything. I have everything I have in my life because I worked hard for it and I kept going. I persevered.
I'm also working with Cameron and his friends because they're getting ready to kick out their roommate, and rent there is less than it is here. So that's something. And also, he's a manager at Pizza Hut. And
yeah,
there as well.
There you go. You can go live with Cameron again. It self-destructs his life all the time.
No, I'm not living with him. I'll be living with his friends who are much more consistent.
Well, either way. I'm telling you, Abby's and DoorDash and Spark is not an income.
I mean, I only need to make $10 a day to cover all costs, and then some. And chances are I'm going to be making...
Really? Because I'm pretty sure you eat almost that much.
No, I mean, I've been eating through everything I have to get ready to go.
Right.
But as it stands, I don't really need to eat very much.
Let's just say that I would have hoped by now you would have had a better life than what you have.
Yeah, same.
You know? But it's up to you to make that happen. People can't hand everything to you. This house, this room, this place you've had for the last 2.5 years has been a gift. You know, you already know that Chris's opinion is she didn't want you to move in the first place. So she put herself out for 2.5 years for you to be here to better yourself. But you're in no better position you are now than you were when you moved in here. Other than you at least have some income.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
And being able to drive around helps, especially with the freshly repaired.
Yeah, well, you still got to pay that off, too. So,
that's another time.
The sooner you pay that off, the better, because... You know, $3,000 for that repair is super expensive.
Yeah, I mean, it's double the actual cost of the repair because of financing.
Exactly. 100% financing percentage. That's ridiculous. you know. If I had been here, I probably could have got done a lot cheaper for you, and yeah.
I mean, do you have axle repair? Because that popped out, and that was like a whole thing.
Yeah.
And then both wheel bearings.
Yeah. Well, I do know somebody. Lives in Grants Pass, but I do know somebody. Anyway. Mm-hmm. You know, my whole thing, Men's Retreat, is, you know, speak life, not destruction. So, only thing I can really say is, you know, I hope you do better. You know?
I mean, the freedom will be a breath of fresh air.
You have as much freedom as you want already. Believe me, your life's about to get a whole lot worse, a whole lot more miserable.
We shall see.
Now, trust me.
Need to keep that out.
Living in your car is no fun. But we do know people that have done it for years and years and years and years.
Some people spend their whole lives living in a van. They seem to like it.
Yeah, no. Living in a van is hot and cold and miserable. Right here, talking to Jamie while he's packing.
When did you get home?
I don't know, half hour?
Like 20 minutes, maybe.
Noon.
Did you send me a text?
No, I got home at noon and I've been unpacking things. Putting things in the shed, unloading the quad, all that crap. I haven't had time to text anybody. Why would I? I knew you were going
to
be here soon enough. You know? Don't need to. No, I'm frustrated. Take a wild guess.
With Jamie?
Yeah. I'm not going to sugarcoat it. I'm disappointed.